There's Daf Yud. Okay, today's Daf is Krisus Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. We will start four lines from the bottom. Yesterday we discussed one of the five cases, I think, that the Mishnah mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that is a case where one brings one carbon for many different events. The Mishnah said, Chamisha mevin carbon echad al averus harbe. So what are the examples of carbon echad for averus harbe? So the Mishnah said, if somebody is bo'al a shivcha harufa, bios harbe, that was number one. A nazir, that was nitma tumas harbe, that was number two. Makani le'ishto, many different men, that's number three. Mitzora, that becomes nisnaga, with many, many spots of saras, that was number four. And number five is isha. Isha, that has vlados harbe, that is the fifth case where one carbon is brought for the occurrences. Then the Mishnah at the end of today's daf is going to go through the difference between Shivcha and all the other arayos, and then get into other related issues. But today we start with the two dots. Hipila b'toch shmonim chulu. So if a woman has a miscarriage within Shmonim, Nekeva, and then has another one, a few in a row within the 80. So the Mishnah said that according to the Tanakhama, only Chayiv one carbon, because they're all within the Malos of the previous one. If they're all, let's say, Nekeva, so they each have, the first one has 80 days, 14 and 66, as we discussed yesterday. So within 80 days, one, the woman is not Chayevus to bring a carbon yet, until the morning of day 81. Until that time, she will be considered within the same malos, and therefore if she miscarries, she will not be chayev a new set of karbanos. But Rabbi Yehuda argued, Rabbi Yehuda says no, she is chayev on first and third. First and third, because the second one is as if it doesn't exist, kemisha eino, because it's swallowed up within the first one. So therefore the third one does exist. So the first and the third, she has to bring. Says the Gemara, hipila b'toch shmonim b'chulu, kishetimsa lomar, ledivrei Reb Yehuda, vlad rishon goreim, umi vlad rishon monet. According to Reb Yehuda, the first vlad is goreim, causes the karbanos, and the second one is swallowed up in the first one, and from the first one you do the counting. And therefore the third one is new. Ledivrei Chachamim, Vlad Sheni Goreim, will be Vlad Sheni Mona. Chachamim say, no, you could even count from the Vlad Sheni. Really, as Rashi says, this means the Vlad Achron. You go by the last one, not just the second one. Go by the last one. Each of them is considered as starting a new Melos, and the following one, as long as it's within the 80 days of the previous one, that is good enough according to the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Kishetibse Lomar Pshita Hachi Isa. What's the chiddush of this line of the Gemara? It's obvious. You just explain the shitas. Kisha Timsi, if you want to say, this is exactly their shitos. The Gemara says the other line of the Mishnah is the chiddush. Hamapeles ta'omim itzrichle. If a woman miscarries twins, why? I might think there in that case, where there's a separation between the twins. Where we'll have a Meseches Nida, other places. Sometimes a woman could have twins with many days in between. But it's really from one leida, so it one pregnancy. So it's trich saka that chamina b'mapelas toomim modi Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan. You might think at least in that case where it's the same pregnancy, Rabbi Yehuda would agree there to the rabbanan that it would be all one carbon. Kamashvlan, even there, Rabbi Yehuda would say that if the third is not within the malos of the first, if there's a separation, still one would bring a new set of karbanos. That is of Yehuda. The second one totally disappears. Period. Good. Ibai Lahu. Says the Gemara, question. Bituma mali amar Rabbi Yehuda. Says the number of pshatim exactly what the Gemara's question is. We're going to go with mostly Rashi's pshat. When Rabbi Yehuda says that number two, baby number two totally disappears, and therefore, let's remember the case. This is all a woman who's having miscarriages within 80 days of the previous. A woman has a miscarriage on day one, and then she is with her husband again on day 41, right? Or not day 41. After 14 days, she could be with her husband, and then she has more than 40 days later. Right, or at least 40 days later, she has another miscarriage. That's within the 80 days of the first one. Then she waits another 2 weeks, and then she could be with her husband again. And she keeps having miscarriages within 80 days of the previous one, but not within 80 days of the first one. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say baby number two, Miscarriage number two disappears. Does it just disappear in Hilchas Karbanos? But, or does it disappear totally even within laws of Tumah and Tara? And the question really is going to be formulated as, is Rabbi Yehuda just being Machmir? Or is he saying a point in Lamdis which could break Lakula or Lachumra? That's the question. Bituma mali amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mi amrina, do we say, ad kan lo ka amar Rabbi Yehuda vlad sheni. Kaman delesa dami. When do we say Rabbi Yehuda says that the vlad sheni is as if it's not there, elala inyan karban is only regarding Hilchos Karbanos, and meaning that she has to bring a new set. Kiva de lo yatsa shah shiru yalahakriv ru yalahakriv bakarban. When does she include it in the first set? If she has a baby, before she is chayiv to bring a new set. Hol v'chein v'lad sheni kamanda lesa dami. And because of that, the v'lad sheni is kamanda lesa. It's as if it's not there. Ava le'inyin tumah v'tara. But regarding tumah v'tara, eim esvira le kamanda isa dami. But kamanda tumah v'tara, I might say no. It's as if it is there. Umifsika tumah d'sheni. And what would happen then? Once she has the second miscarriage, the days of tahara of the first baby stop. Right, because now you have days of Tumah, of the new miscarriage. And she has 14 days of Yomei Tumah. Umamala Yomei Tara Derishon Vahadramona Yomei Tara Desheni. And after she has days of Tumah of the second one, then you'll go back and have the rest of the days of the Tara of the first, and then the days of the Tara of the Sheni. Meaning, regarding Tumah Vatara, the second baby does exist. And therefore, the counting of the first baby stops. And you'll finish it afterwards, because you can't have Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara that overlap. So therefore you have the first baby, and then we have Yemei Tumah of the second baby, and then you finish the Yemei Tohar of the first baby, and then you have the Yemei Tohar of the second baby. Which would end up, if you think about it, being a Kula, because the days of Tohar are going to be extended for longer. If you say it's totally not there, then the Yemei Tohar of the first and second baby can overlap. If it's not there, they can overlap. They can subsume each other. But if you say it is there, Lagabi Tumah Vatara, you can have an extended Kula, because you can have more days of Tohar. So do you say that it's you have more days of Tohar, as if it's there? O Dilma, no. L'Rabbi Yehuda, Chumra hu de Islay, Aval Hacha Kula hu v'Kula Leslay. And we say, no, Rabbi Yehuda would say, for Chumras, we would say it's not there. So regarding Karbanos. So the chumra would be that you have to bring a set of karbanos for the third baby. But regarding Tumah Vatara, we would not be mako. We would not say it's totally not there to be able to have the days of Tumah and Tara not overlap, and therefore there wouldn't be any kulas. That's the question. So we're going to have four different tries to prove this case. Three and four are going to be accepted. Three and four are going to be accepted, but let's see what the Gemara says. Number one, Amar Afhuna Misura, last skinny line, Tashma, first try. Yoledes, Shochtin, Vizarkin Ale, Biyom Mem Lezachar, Ubiyom Shmonim Lenakeva. A Yoledes, if day 40, this is how we understand it right now, if day 40 of Yoledes Zachar, or day 80 of Yoledes Akeva, meaning her last day of Yimei Tohar, falls out on Erev Pesach. So do you shech the current Pesach? For her, being that, is she going to be able to eat that night? She's really mechusrei kapara until the next morning. So that's a problem. So we think that this means, if her day 80 or day 40 is Erev Pesach, you can be zorik and shech for her, which is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Osei v'kashyolon b'yom mem l'zachar b'yom pelin akeva ad kan tamehi? Question mark. What do you mean she's still tamei? We know, remember the rules, she is what's called a Tevulas Yom Aruch. On day 40 and day 80, she then has to still wait till Shkia in order to eat Truma, if she is an Ashes Kohen, if she's a Bas Kohen that's, doesn't really come up unless she became an Almana and then she has no children, but she doesn't have any children, well, if it was the miscarriage. But either way, she's not eating Karbanos till the next day. So, ad kan tumei. So, v'yamar of Chizda, hamani Rabbi Yehuda. This must be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Da'amar vlad sheni, kamanda lesa dami. It must be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who holds that the vlad sheni is kamanda lesa. And what? You have to add in. Look at Rashi, right across from where we are, two lines down. Umukim ha'masnisa, and this brisa is, bioledes ta'omim. a case where a woman has twins one day apart from each other. Hayom echad v'sheni l'machar. And when we say it's day 40, it's day 40 of the second baby. Really, it's day 41 of the first baby. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night, because it's already the day after. So, and what do we medayik? What do you see from here? The e amrit betumah svir le Rabbi Yehuda v'lat shedi kaman de'isa dami. And if you say that there is no overlap, so then you wouldn't be able to work it out according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it still wouldn't be early enough to eat the Korban Pesach. If you hold that you have to wait till after all the days of Tohar of the second baby. So again, E Amri Betuma Svila Rabbi Yehuda Vashidi Kamadi Isa Dami, so Echishachtina Lebiomem, Lordanami Lamasi Akhli, you wanna be able to eat it tonight. Elal Ashwamina, Latara Latuma Svila Rabbi Yehuda, Vlacheni Kaman Delese Dami. So it must be according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlacheni is also Kaman Delese. It is as if this baby didn't exist, right? Because here we would allow the mother to eat the Korban Pesach that night, it's only after day 40 of the second baby. So we have a raya that is Kaman Delese across the board. Says the Gemara, not so sure. La olam emalacha l'tumah v'tara sfeila l'rabi yudu d'var shaydi Kaman Deise dummy. Really, he would hold Kaman Deise. It does exist. So when do you ever have this case? That day 40, let's say, or day 80, is Erev Pesach, and she can eat the Korban Pesach that night. So, v'chi tanya hi, b'pesach haba b'tumah. Right, maybe it has to do with a Korban Pesach that is ba b'tumah. As we know, tumah hutra, tumah dechuya b'tzibur, if Mashiach comes, that is what Mashiach is going to come today. So Mashiach comes today. So that'll be, today, Thursday? So we have one more day to be able to do the Korban Pesach b'tara. It comes today, we can barely get our act together and find the Kapara Duma and have 7 days before we have to bring Korban Pesach, we can still do a Patara. Once it's tomorrow, it's too late. So today's the last day that we could daven for a Pesach Patara for Tavshin Ayin Beis. If it's not today, then we'll have to daven for it to be able to still come, but Batuma. And then we just have to daven for it to come. But that is the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, right? We'll have to rely on that. We'll have to rely on that. Today's the last day that we wouldn't have to rely on it. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so what is this Brisa talking about, that if day 40 falls out on Erev Pesach, it's still good enough? In a case of a Pesach, that Baba Tuma. So therefore, even if she is not day 41 yet, it's Pesach, everybody's Tameh. So therefore, she can partake also. The Gemara says, really? That's not true. Umiyacha, can a Mechusrei Kippurim partake? What's now? We learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Pesachim. Pesach Abba B'Tuma Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim V'Zavos Nidos V'Yoldos. Tuma Hoja B'Tzibur or Dechuy B'Tzibur only helps for Tumas Mace. Doesn't help for other Tumas. And therefore, the Mechusrei Kapara, they can't eat HaPesach Abba B'Tuma. We'll talk about that why in a second. So the Gemara answers, Hahi lo achli kilo tevilon. That principle of that the Mechusri Kapara do not eat from the Pesach Haba Betumah is only if they didn't go to the mikvah yet. It's not the last day. Kitanya Hahi deshochlem v'zorkan alei tahatavla. According to this opinion, no. These Mechusri Kapara do eat from a Pesach Haba Betumah. As long as it's that day, they're tful yom on the last day. That would be good enough. You don't say that they're totally, a mechusrei kapara totally rejected for Pesach Haba B'Tumah. If it's the last day, they would eat from it. Period. Says the Gemara, let's just do one more line. Yeah, actually, wait for a second. The Rosh Hashanah asks here, interesting that the mechusrei kapara would not eat from the Korban Pesach Haba B'Tumah. Why don't you say Asi Docha Lo Sase? The assay of eating Korban Pesach is Docha the Lo Sase of eating betumah. And the Aruch HaNer says, it's clear that there wouldn't be kares here. So even though we have the principle of ein asei docha lo sasei sheish bo kares, there wouldn't be kares here. So he says, kashali lefi madavur b'psachin daf lamed hei. Tzadikei. Afilu bezavim leka kares im achlu ha-pesach haba betumah. So yavo asei dava achlu ha-sabasa v'yidche lav da ochel kashim betumah. Kiva dabahem leka kares im kein avi lav sheim bo kares da sei docha so. Tzarech Ian, he does not answer the question. It's a very strong question. Why don't you say Asi Docha Lo Sasei? Fine, there's no inherent source to teach me that Pesach Haba B'Tumah is totally allows a zavar, a lot of mechusha kapara, but why don't you say the regular divasi docha losa say? So I said the biray adaf, one of the achorim say no. Even though lemaisa, this losa say does not have karis here, but it's in the world of a lav sheish bo karis. It is. A Pesach above a tuma, usually eaten by a person that's tame, the Keser Yeshua says, Kivan shalav hazeh yesh bo kares, av shekan nisma'atu mechiv kares, mikomakom etzem halav hazeh chamur, she'aseh enu yachalut choso. It's still a chamur lav, even though this specific context, this specific application of the Isser, wouldn't have malchus. This might relate to, how do you view Asi Docha Losa say? Do you take more of a Hutra approach or a Dechuya approach? Do we say that Asi Docha Losa say means the Losa say is there, but the Asi just pushes it off? Or no, in a case where I'm doing the Asi, the Losa say does not exist. That's the formulation of Rav Nisim Gaon, one of the Gaonim in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. That in the case where you're doing the Asi, there is no Losa say. So this, there are many nafkaminas to the Chakira, as we had a Dafi'in shir many months ago about this, but one of them might be here. It might be, how much do you say that if this specific ramification, this specific application of the law doesn't have kares, but it has kares in a more conceptual sense, do we say that's too chamor for the assay to push it off? So that might be another nafkamina related to this discussion. Either way, that's the Arachlaner's kasha. Continue the Gemara. So what did we just say? The Brisa that says that a woman who had a baby and day 40 is Erev Pesach, that's according to this Manda Amar. This Brisa holds that a Tfulas Yom Arach that has her day today can be the Garan Pesach that night. Says the Gemara, I hachi mishmini dilehu dechazye. So from day eight, she is ra'ui. Right? Mishmini lehu dechazye. Says the Gemara, wait, mishmini lo chazye. Kasavar tful yom dezav kizav dami. No. By a yoledes, fine, it could work. But tfulas yom of his zav is kizav dami, and therefore, it wouldn't work for a zav. Ihachi b'yom mem nami lo chazye. So why does it work for yom for day 40? So the Gemara says, la'ai. No, there's a difference. B'yom mem chazye, ksever mechuser kipurim dezav lav kizav dami. Meaning, don't be mechali between a tful yom and mechuser kippurim. Mechuser kippurim, you've already gone to the mikvah, right? There's two different concepts. Tful yom mean you should be finished tonight. Mechuser kippurim means you've already gone to the mikvah and you're tar already, but you just have to wait till the next day to bring a carbon. Mechuser kippurim dezav, or mechuser of these people, is not considered. They're like finished already, legabe, the halachas of karen pesach batuma, mashein kein, regular tful yom. Two more lines, and then we finish this section. Ula Rava da ama mechuser kippurim dezav kizav dami. According to Rava, who says elsewhere that the mechuser kippurim dezav is like a zav. Hamasise hechi mitaritzla. So he wouldn't be able to say this type of answer. That on the last day after she goes to the mikvah, she'll be able to eat karen pesach that night. Because mechuser kippurim is considered as if you're not finished yet. Amar Ravashi, Rava mitaritzla biyom mem liyitzira zachar. Ubiyom shmonim liyitziras nekeva. Totally different shots. We misunderstood what we were talking about. We're not talking about day 40 after having a miscarriage. We're talking about, the Brisa says, day 40 from conception. If day 40 from conception falls out on Erev Pesach, or day 80 of conception of a female falls out on Erev Pesach, so then that, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is not called a baby yet. And therefore, she's not going to be tame yet. V'Rabbi Yishmael he de'amar la'zachar mem ve'echad l'nekeva shmonim ve'echad. You got to be 41 and 81. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's why you'd be able to eat the Karan Pesach that night, because there was no baby yet. It was before the status kicked in of a vlad, what we usually call day 40. Continuing, says the... We'll stop there for a minute. Day 41 and day 81, what do we hold? What do we hold? And in science, but there's a difference between a fetus of a boy and the fetus of a girl. Day 40 and day 80. So the Meiri says, in Nida Daf Lamed, where this comes up, part of a larger topic, but we'll just mention the Meiri. V'af al pi sherov chachmei hateva. Meidin Karebi Yishmael Lomar. Shein Tzuras HaNakeva Nigmeres Ad Shmonim Yom. L'shidas Atamana Achal Kachachamim. Even though if you ask the scientists, Rabbi Shmuel's right, we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel.
right? Boys and girls equal 40. The avlinyan teva yesh omrim shelo no markein elo inyan ruachayim sheino no sein benekeva ashmonim yom v'lazochel arboim aval hatsura betchunas ha'ivarim nigmerisi. And even lachachmi teva, you might say that they only say 80 when it comes to the ruachayim. What does that mean? A certain level of chiyus, but they also agree that the limbs are complete. I don't know what's completed at day 40. Day 40, it's still tiny little, you know, you take a picture. It's not much, there's a lot there, but not much to the naked eye. But they felt, even the Chachmei Teva, Bismana Talmud, knew certain things. Either way, that says the Meiri, this is one of those, put it on the list of science and the Gemara, exactly what status occurs at day 40 and day 80. Says the Gemara, one second, you're telling me that this Brisa is according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that if a woman miscarries on day 40 or on day 80, so then that's why she can eat the Karan Pesach that night. Fine, she's not talking Mishum Leda, but so typically the Tameya Yimishum Nida. If it's not a Leda, it's a Nida, and she is Tameya for that, but Leda Yaveshta. No, it was a dry Leda. A dry Leda. Nothing else came out besides this fetus. Says the Gari Hakimala Memra. Okay, so then what's the Chiddush then? Right, it's a dry Leda, she's not a Nida, it's not a Leda, so it's a Chiddush, of course she can eat the Karan Pesach that night. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u de tema, yefshel psichas agaver below dam. You might think the principle that the uterus never opens unless dam is also, sent out. Kamash balan, the efshel psichas agaver below dam. Kamash balan, we do say, it is possible for psichas agaver below dam. Adkan, number one try to figuring out what does Rabbi Yehuda hold. Keep in mind, what was the structure of today's daf? The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, as we started off yesterday, the bottom of Amud Beis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second birth is Kamisha Eino in Hilchus Karbanus. Is it also Kamisha Eino for Tumah V'Tahara or not? So we tried to bring a Raya, we knocked it out, and we just got a little tangent. And then we stopped, so we're going to start number two in a minute, but first a couple of points. Number one, it's important to remember the Shmir Shabbos holds, not Shmir Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim hold, so I'll just read it to you from the Shmir Shabbos, that we're Machal Shabbos not only for a person, but also for a Katan, not only for a Katan, but also for a fetus, and not only for a fetus, but even for a fetus before 40 days. We're Machal Shabbos. Usually we don't know, the woman doesn't know she's pregnant before 40 days. But theoretically, sometimes it happens, let's say people are going for fertility help. So the mamish know from day exactly when fertilization took place. And let's say it's a situation to be Mechal Shabbos. We possibly Mechal Shabbos even for a baby before 40 days. Why? Based on the principle, we know the Gemara in Yuma has all different sources why Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. One of them is Chal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Usharbe. So even though the principle of Chai Bohem doesn't apply yet because the baby is not alive yet in any shape or form, but the principle of Chal Shabbos Achas applies because you want this baby to become alive. And therefore, we would be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Shmir Shabbos, the Paraglamid base. Mechal Shabbos, the Chatzos Chai Adam, Vein Hepto, Vein Etzolos Godel, Etzolos Katan, and in the footnote, that is in terms of 40 and 80 days. The Gemara says, the Tosfos says, Taf Tosfos, Av she'en yichon le'dayu marbam li'yitzira. How do we really know this? Right, they didn't make test tube babies. How do they know? Day 40. Oh, today's day 41. How do you know that? And you can't even go from the Maisa Bia, because otherwise it takes a couple of days for fertilization to take place from the Maisa Bia. The Gemara says, Shmuel Ayabaki. Shmuel was an expert doctor. So I like to quote, my father always likes to quote that Shmuel never had a chance to get smicha. He was busy taking care of everybody. Right? He was too busy. He was a doctor. Right? Rav and Shmuel. Right? That's what he's called. He's not called Reb Shmuel. He's just called Shmuel. Right? He was taking care of everybody. Shmuel was a bucky. The Gemara says in various places. He was a bucky in this and a bucky in that. He was a bucky. He can look at a 40 day old fetus and know exactly if it's day 40, day 41. Unbelievable. Anyways, that's that's how they knew. The other issue to bring up here is a huge issue, and that is psichas hakever below dam, yesh psichas hakever below dam, or yesh psichas hakever below dam. Tosfos here writes, says, kamash malon. What's the kamash malon of our Gemara? You might have heard a kavamina. Ain psichas agaver below dam kamash balon. It sounds like yish psichas agaver below dam. If you look at Tosfos, Pirish Efshel Pesachas Gerer Below Dam VeHachi Pasach B'Sheoltos Rav Achoy Mehai DeHacha Midashochten VeZarkin. Our Gemara is Maskana. Yesh Pesachas. It's possible that the uterus would open and no dam would come out, and it's a total lady of the Avesta, and there's no need of a chulu. Unbelievable. So that is what Tosfos here quotes from the Sheiltos. Other Rishonim, though, if you look in the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis and others, say that's not true. We hold, as we'll see what we hold in a second, but the Rashba says, Ef Shalom Psichas Akever below Dam. Right, Rashba says this in Bayis Shavi'i in the Torah Sabayis. He quotes, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Ef Shalom Psichas Akever below Dam, Ulafichat Tamei Mishim Nida, Vekaimlan Bahakar Rabbi Yehuda. We all like Rabbi Yehuda because Rav holds like him and Rav is Basra. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara in Krisos on Daf Yud, where it sounds like there is a possibility of Psichas HaKever below Dam. So he says, it must be, V'yeshli Lomar, Taha HaMakshe Hasam Lehevya, Ihachi Maila Meimra. So if we're learning Hilchas Nida, we say, what kind of God, what is the Gemara in Krisos that affects us? The Rashba obviously knew Shas by heart. So therefore, he could say, the Gemara in Krisos that affects us. He says, look at that Gemara in Perek Arba Mechusri Kapar. Remember, the Rishonim didn't have Dafim like we have. They just called it Prakim. So he says, look at that Gemara. So the Gemara says, no. V'yeshli Lomar, Daha HaMakshe Hasam Lehedya Ihachi Mai Lameimra. When the Gemara here asks, what's the Chiddush? If you say it's Leida Yaveshta, if you say it's what's the Chiddush, Hachi Kamar. Midamuk Misla Lebraisa B'Leida Yaveshta, since the Braisa is talking about Leida Yaveshta. Al Mahaitana Efshel Psichas Akever Below Dam. So it's obvious that opinion holds Efshel Psichas Akever Below Dam. And therefore, Ihachi Lididei Pshita. So according to that opinion, isn't it obvious if it's a Leida Yaveshta? Uparik, and they say, no, that's the Chiddush according to that opinion. That's what the Braisa is teaching me. Epshalom psichas akever below dam. V'achnayim etaris v'achin. Lav l'meimar t'li d'day svirli. The stomach of the Gemara is not saying that we hold this way. It's saying, well, obviously, if you say that Bryce is about Lady Avesta, it must be that opinion is holding Epshalom psichas akever below dam. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, that Bryce is the source for that Shita. But we don't hold that way. That's how you'd have to understand it, says the Rashba. Hakamashla mishim t'lom etaresa la shapir la b'achi v'lei lo svirli. Right? You gotta just work it out. According to the Rashba, we do not hold this way. We don't hold like Tosfos. Most Rishonim hold like the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ravid, and others in Simin Kruf Pei Ches in Hilchas Nida. We hold like the Da'as Hamach Mirim Kruf Pei Ches Sif Gimel. Kruf Pei Ches Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says. V'yesh v'mhirgisha, I'm Kufay Zayin, Kufay Ches Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, talking about pieces of item, they're not sure what it is, coming out of the woman. V'dapka chatichos ketanos, dumitishvoferes, aval chaticha gedola temeya. If a large piece comes out from the woman, she is Temeya. Afilu lo rasa klum. Lefi shi'i efshel psichas akever below dam. Afilu b'nefel shlo nigmar atzuraso. That's what we hold in Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel. Efshel psichas akever below dam. We always assume that dam came out. The huge discussion is, in the Achronim, is, does it make a difference whether the cause for the psichas akever is internally or externally? That is the big discussion in the Achronim. Do we hold? We hold the Yeshalom psichas akever below dam. That's what we're machmir. What about if the psichas akever is caused by an external force? For example, a doctor sticking an instrument inside. Do we also say there, Yeshalom psichas akever below dam? What if the doctor says there was no dam? But you know there was psichas akever. So what do we hold in that case? So first of all, there are many very, very tiny instruments that do not cause psichas akever. Question is, number one, I'm not even going to mention a measurement, got to ask your local rav, what exactly is the minimum to be considered psichas akever? Many instruments have such a small diameter in width, so it's not called psichas akever. But, let's say there is a case where there was psichas akever, and there was no dam. So do we say there, Yeshalom Psichas HaGever below dam or not? That is the machlokas between the Nodabi Yehuda and others. Pischei Tshuva quotes this, if you want to look it up. Pischei Tshuva in Os Dalid, in Kuf Tzadik Dalid now. Later on, Nodabi Yehuda. Nodabi Yehuda says, Ein Chilik, bein grama psicha mi bifnim ubein mi bachutz kagon sharofei hichnas etzba'o o ezek kli u pasach pia makar gam echilik bein im hiyalda o zakena o muberes o minika tamid e after the zakena below dam.
So first of all the achronim say the finger, but not just a finger in, that's impossible. It's impossible for a finger to get all the way up to the cervix or beyond. So therefore, this, for sure, the finger for sure did not get to the kever. So it must be lav davki. He didn't mean finger. He meant kli. But even regarding kli, he quotes here from the Tshuva Me'ava that it's a machlokas. Psicha the kever below dam. You know why that principle is? Because psicha the kever usually is a state where the uterus is about to discharge something. That's why psicha the kever occurs. And therefore, if you don't see anything, you can assume there was a discharge. But if there's an external force that's causing psicha the kever, who says that's going to be dam? That's a machlokas. We're generally machmir lechatchila there too, regarding like the Noda Behuda. But either way, that is a huge discussion relating to psichas hakever. Okay, we have to continue. But you look there, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this very strongly in Kuf Pechesef Nun Aleph. Rabbi Forst has in his Sefer Anilchos Nida all the different instruments in terms of calling a psichas hakever or not. Okay, we go to number two. Amar of Shmaya. Try number two. What are we trying to figure out? According to Rabbi Yehuda, do we say that the second miscarriage, Kamisha Eino, doesn't exist at all, or it only doesn't exist for Hilchos Karbanos in order to be Machmir, to say that the third one brings a set of Karbanos? So Amar Rav Shmaya. The number two, three, and four are very similar. They're all just being medayik in the words of the Psukim. Tashma Shishim. We say 66 days are Yemei Tohar for a girl, shishim yachol bein ritzuf and bein mufuzarin. You might think that shishim means whether they are all consecutive or even if they're spread out. You might have a break between. You might be able to have a break between within the shishim. Meaning, let's say you'll have 45 days of yemei tohar. Then you might have to take a break for some reason. What might be some reason? If she has a miscarriage, another miscarriage there, and then you finish it off afterwards. So you might think it could be broken up. Tamalomar, yom. No, it says shishim yom. Ma yom ratzuf, af shishim kulam ratzufim. So the Brisa, Rav Shmaya quotes a Brisa, that the days of Tohar have to be straight, have to be consistent. So mani. So the, meaning what? Ritzufin, that means they get swallowed up. They don't start again afterwards. So Mani, who is this according to that says that the Tara days get swallowed up and they're not pushed later? Ilei Rabbanan, is it according to the Rabbanan? Miyaslei the Rabbanan Mefuzarin. According to the Rabbanan, do you ever have Mefuzar? You never have Mefuzar, why? Because every miscarriage that's born is considered, right, within the first one. So you never have Mefuzar. You're never going to be chayv a new carbon anyway. So Elo Lav Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Umi dekayav la shishim ritzufim bahadi adadi, and from the fact that it says that shishim always have to be consecutive, shmamina chumr isla Rabbi Yehuda kula leslei. It must be as the chumr is not the coolest, meaning you don't say that the yemei tohar stop and start again later, and there's no overlap. No, there is an overlap. So therefore you see that he doesn't have the coolers related to this. So the Gemara says, lo, la'olam Rabbanan hi. No, you can have a case of the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan might hold to this. There's no riot for Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case of the Rabbanan? What's the case? Don't you always say that, like the Mishnah said, you only bring one set of Karbanas? So, hachamayaskinan, liyoledes zachar mitoch shmonim shel nekeva. That's a case where you could have it even according to the Rabbanan. You had a boy within shmonim of a nekeva. So the Gemara says, because there, then that might finish in time. So the Gemara says, sof shalmin yomi de kadma'a. No, still it doesn't work. V'yat kan de basro lo shalmin. Dal rabbanon levlad sheni manu. Still, the melos of the zachar, the 40 days of the zachar, will finish after the melos of the nekeva. Why? You need, what's the earliest time you need it? You have 14 days after a woman has a baby for a nekeva. 14 days. So then let's say she's with her husband the next day. You need at least 40 days then for the baby to be considered a baby. So we're up to day, what? 55. You have 14 and then 55. And then you have 40 days of melos. So that's 95. That's way after day 80. Right? So even going to the Rabbanan, it's not going to be, you can't say, oh, the Rabbanan, you're teaching they have to be non-mefuzarin. It's not going to work for the Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, no, you can have it this way. Ela mishkachas le Rabbanan biyoledes ta'omim. That's the case.
You have Taomim, Nekeva Kadmaisa, Vizachar Basra, Ukagon the Alitza Lizachar, Basra, Be Esrim Liomi Detara. You come up with an Ukimta that the boy is born on day 20 in Yomei Tohar of the Nekeva. The boy Minkat Le Shiva Yomei Tuma Deleda, and you have to have 1 week of Tumas Leda for that boy, and then you still have day 40 days for Yomei Tohar, and you're still within 80 days of the previous. So you could say that's what the Brice is going according to for the Anukimta that works even for the Shita of the Rabbanan. V'hachi Kamar, and this is what the Brice means to say the Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. Yochol Heichad Yolda Ta'omim Nekeva Meikara V'zachar L'basof. You might think in this case Tafsik Tuma Deleda B'mitzi, the days of Leda stop V'nimni Le'shisha V'shisha Mifuzarin, and the days of Tohar of the first baby are broken up, and therefore after you made tuma of the second baby, you made toar continue afterwards. There's no overlap, and you extend it. Tamalomar yom, ma yom kula ratzav avshishim kulam ritzufim. So we worked it out in Ukimta, how even according to the Rabbanan, you could have a case which is meaningful that the Brisa tells us that they all have to be consecutive. A case where the Rabbanan would have two babies born, and they would both be within the 80 days of the first one. And therefore, again, there's no raya according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay. We continue. Amar Abaya Tashma. We try again. 3 and 4 are going to be accepted. Third one. Amar Abaya Tashma. Shloshim. Yachol bein ritzufim bein mufuzarin. Same price up. Being medayik in the word shloshim by the boy, not shishim of the girl. And for this one, the Rabbanan aren't going to be able to help us out. So Shloshim Yachol Be'erzuvim Puzaran Damalam Mayom Mayom Kulor Basav Shloshim Ritzufim. So 30 days, 30 Yemei Tohar of the boy has to be consecutive. So Mani Ha Ilim Al Rabbanan Umi Yisleil Rabbanan Mifuzarin. Would it ever come up according to the Rabbanan? Ha Amri Rabbanan Levlad Sheni Manya. According to the Rabbanan, you always go Levlad Sheni, meaning the Vlad Achron. You're never going to be chayv a new carbon anyway. So Elav Rabbi Yehudi Vishmamina Chumra Islay Kula Leslay. Period. Accepted. And therefore, without asking any other questions, we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, he only says this legabe chumra, meaning he says the second birth is kamisha eno, so that the third one will be chayv karbanus. But you don't have, or it's not kamisha eno that the days of tara would be extended. Period. V'yona amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, once we bring a raya, I'll bring you another raya. Tashma, even though the previous one was accepted. V'sheshes yamim, also go by the 6 days. Yochol bein ritzufin bein mufuzarin, tamalom rashishim. Ma shishim kulan ritzufin, af shisha kulan ritzufin. So mani, who is that like? Ilem rabbanon, v'yisludu rabbanon mufuzarin, hamir rabbanon vlad sheni manyei. Kodi rabbanon, the whole thing doesn't come up, there's no hechi timsi, that they might be scattered. So elalav rabbi hudehi, v'shma minah chumra islay, kula leslay, shma. Mina. Period. Wonderful. We continue now. So, Atkan, we finished the 5 cases where you'd be chayiv one carbon for many different events or many different sins. So now the Mishnah says, Eilu mevi'in carbon olav yored. The following 5 people bring olav yoreds. So this one is the least of the chidushim because these are psukim and chumash. You don't really need the Mishnah to tell me that. I mean, they're not all in the same place in chumash, so you might say maybe that's the chidush to putting them all together. 3 of them are together, and the other 2 are separate. But either way, that is what the Mishnah says. Once we're listing off, so we list this one too. Ve'ilam avin karban olav yored. These are the 5 people that bring a karban based on your financial bracket, olav yored. There's rich ones and there's poor ones. Al shmias kol. Shmias kol. That means shvuas ha'edus. Somebody comes to me and says, you know testimony for me, that Reuben owes me money, testify for me, and I say, I swear I don't know testimony for you. I have to bring a carbon shvuas ha'edus, an olav yored. It's a chatas, by the way, but it's a chatas olav yored. The albitus vasayim, or on shvuas bitui. Right, I swear that a rock is a rock, or I swear that a rock, oh, I'm sorry, I swear that I ate something, that I didn't eat something. Right, shvuas bitui. Or going into the Beis HaMikdash when I am Tame. Those are the 3 listed in the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Olav Yoreds. And then, of course, you have the 2 from elsewhere in the Torah, V'hayoledes, V'hametzora, from Parshas Tazria Metzora. Those are the 5 people, Olav Yoreds. Why are these 3 Averos singled out from all other Averos? These 3, you have Kulas. I mean, if you can't afford it, you can bring a more Mekel Karban. So the Chinuch says they're just very common Averos. Very common. everybody's giving testimony for each other because there's always, that's part of society, and people are always not watching their mouths properly. Too much big dish for kadasha. They're always going based on migdash. Right, bismana karbanas. People are going in and out. They forgot they were tameh. So the chiddush says they're all based on shchichius. The Ramban here says no. The Ramban says because they're common. Similar, we mentioned from the Azayim LaTorah a couple of days ago. The Ramban says that many times you're osek b'mitzvah when you are doing these averus. Hekel akasav al achote be'elu lahavi karban alav yored. V'yitachein, why? By shvuos, because they're not chayvi krisos. Most other losas says are chayvi krisos. This isn't a chayv kares. U'betuvas mikdash v'kadashav. V'b'nei shu tov b'dvar mitzvah. A kohen is in kachim, and he goes, and he's osik b'mitzvah. V'daitu l'shamayim. He doesn't remember that he's tamei. Right? So that's why osik b'mitzvah. If you look in the tour, ala Torah, he's not so happy with this Ramban, because many cases it is not where one is involved in a mitzvah. So the tour, ala Torah, quotes another opinion. He says, number three, he says, because by these averus, you don't get any hana'ah. You don't get any hana'ah by shuas bitu, shuas edus. Eino nene kol kach becheto. Ochel chela v'dam. Osa malacha b'shabes v'yom ha-kipurim. U'mefateim v'soach bala erva. Those are hana'ah. There you have to be machmir. But by these other cases, one is not, the Torah is meiko, because you don't get so much hana. Tana Rabbanan, Vaiter, Yesh Mevi, Bedalas, Vashiras. Some of these cases have the level of Dalas and Ashiras. Vish Mevi, Bedalas, Vish Mevi, Bedali, Dalas. We know there are three levels. Ashir, Dal, Dali, Dalas. Rich, poor, medium, poor, very poor. Yoledes mevi abdalas vashiris. Yoledes brings, right, not all of them have all three levels. Yoledes brings dalas and ashiris, depending on what her financial bracket is. Mitzara mevi bid dalas. A mitzara brings dalas, meaning birds. Ashiris means behemoth. Dalas means birds. Dali dalas means flower. Shmias kol ubitis vasayim tovas vikli vakadashim mevi in bedalas ubedali dalas. They can bring all of them, all three levels. Tanya idach. Yesh maybe echad takas echad. Sometimes you might bring one for one. Yesh maybe shnayim takas shnayim. Yesh maybe shnayim takas echad. Yesh maybe echad takas shnayim. All of these permutations come up as we're going to explain in a minute. Mikana talamei lasir so efa bepruta. And you also learn, we'll see from where, that your flour can even cause just a pruta. That's it. Doesn't have to cause any more than a pruta. We'll get back to that last line. So let's talk about these cases first. Yoledes mevia achas tachas achas. Yoledes brings one for one. Prey da achas de'of tachas keves. Instead of bringing a sheep, a yoledes brings one bird. One for one. Mitzora shteit prey din tachas shtei kvasim. A mitzora brings two birds instead of two sheep. That's two for two. Shmias kolubitis vasayim tovas vikdash v'kadashav. They're usually chayev achatas, one animal. And instead, we allow them to bring two birds. Mevin shpeis prodem tachas kapsa achas. Two birds tachas one keves. Why? And it's achatas and an ola for one keves. The Eben Ezra says, because achatas behema has some items that go on the mizbeach and some items that are eaten. So you have to bring two birds. You can't just bring an achatas ha'of, because achatas ha'of is totally goes to the kohen. An olas ha'of is totally burned. So you have to bring achatas and an ola of a bird to take the place of one achatas behema. There's a girus in the Gemara. We don't have time to go into it now. I think we mentioned it in a parsha shir or something a couple of years ago, where there's a girus, I think, in the Gemara Maseches Menachos. The Gemara is a Havamina that you might say there's a pasuk brought to teach me you have to do the avoda bayom. You might say that this only applies by chatas ha'of, but by olas ha'of you could do it even at night. Kamash malan, and all the Rishonim changed the girsa, because why would you be mechadish in chatas ha'of and olas ha'of? And the Rashba has the girsa. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know why he has that girsa? What's the Havamina that you would have thought olas ha'of could be done at night? Because the olas ha'of is parallel to the emurin in achatas behema, which is done at night, as we just said, according to the Eben Ezra. So the emurin are done overnight. So you would have thought the achatas ha'of, olas ha'of could also be done at night. Kamash malan. That was the Meshech Chachma's Vart. And the story is told in many different sources that one time the Meshech Chachma was sleeping. He fell asleep on his Gemara and he had a dream and he saw in Shamayim that they were saying that there isn't anybody who is mechavin to the emes in this door. Nobody. And the Rashba stands up and says, yeah, there is, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, because he figured out my girsa. That's the story, how it goes. Okay? Anyway, based on that Eben Ezra. Says the Gemara, continuing. Umivin bedali dalus asiris ha'efa takas shei pradim. And also, in this case, by Tumas Mikdash Bekadosha, by all these Olav Yoreis, if he's really poor, he'll bring one carbon, a flower, Kenega two Pradims. That's where you'd bring one for two. Good. Katani Mikan, what was the last line? Atala Meila, Sirisefa Shiba Pruta. Minolon. The last line of the Brisa says, the flower can even be worth just a Pruta. How do you know the Tana Rabbanan? Okay, let's get on our math brains for the next, couple of lines or so. The Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omer ha're'alai b'salalam izbeach. If somebody, we're trying, our goal here is to figure out how we know that the flower could just be worth a Pruta. How do we know that? So if somebody says, I want to bring a sela lamizbeach, maybe Keves, he brings a sheep. Because the sheep is worth a sela. Why? Shein davar kari b'sela ela keves. Because a keves is what we assume he meant by saying a sela. Mi mai, mi damar achmana. El asham b'kesef shkalim. El asham. That's by an asham, which has to be in its second year, is worth shkalim, which is two sela. Michlal de keves ben shana b'sela. Mashba, a one-year-old is worth half that. A sela. So step one is, the animal that would be chayev for a yoledes, for any of these, is worth a sela. So we just had in the Mishnah earlier, that you could even go down, remember, it was so expensive, so you made a gzeira, vitznan, amdu kinim, bo bayom berivatayim. Rabbi Gamliel said, right, he says, you're not chayev all of them, so now it was worth rivatayim, which is a quarter of a dinar. One quarter of a dinar for a set of birds. How much is that compared to what the animal was worth? You went from an animal to birds, and not even only one bird. So what is that? What's the ratio? Umi dechas rachmana alei dedalus lemevi chad mi shis asar ba'ashiris. It's 1/16. One quarter of a dinar is 1/16 of the sela. So then, since from ashiris to dalus was 1/16, so we assume from dalus to Dali dalas would also be 1/16. Chas rachman alei de dali dalas lemevi chad mi shis asar ba'dalus. So you have 1/16. And therefore, do the math. Im kein dalus kamahave river. Dalus was a river, meaning a quarter of a dinar. The kama priti, how many prutas does that work out to be beriva? Arba vitimne priti, 48 prutos. So the bird, what it went down to, the pair of birds was worth 48 prutos. That's 1/16 of what the animal was worth. So now, what's 1/16 of that? Chan mishisa sar kamahave de dalus plus a priti, 3 prutas. 3 prutos are 1/16 of 48 prutos. Victani, and that's how you get. Mikanat alamela, sir saifa bepruta. So that's how you know it's worth a pruta. I think where it says, 1 second. You just said it has to be worth at least 3 prutas, not 1. Amai pruta. Amid asir soifa dali dalasu. Va amid khan mishisre de dalasu. You just said 1/16 is the chashvin and the gimel prute havian. It's 3 prutas is the minimum, not 1 pruta. So where I said, no. Tana miyoledes yolef. No, you're learning it from Yoledes. Yoledes brings one bird, not two birds. So you have to have everything. Demas yeprei da'achas tavas keves. Right, what do we say? We said it's 1/16 of 48. No, it's 1/16 of 24. It's 48 for a kan of birds. So it's 24 for one bird, and you take 1/16 of one bird. Tavi chan mitlasin vitrein de keves, which is really 1/32 of the animal, of the original animal on top. And now do the math. V'yad kan dali dalas kamahavi, chan mishis asar b'dalas, is 1/16 of the dalas, to mehecha yolef mikeves v'ayil. And originally, you learn, it's just a very verbose wordy gemara, but it's saying what we said, which is readily 1/16 of the original keves and ayil that you have to bring. Ad kan pruta upalgahave. So the gemara says, 1 second. So if you take 1/16 of 24 instead of 1/16 of 48, what do you get? 1.5 prutas. You're still not down to 1 pruta. So you're still a little too much. So Amar Rava, kula milsa miyoledes yalef. No, you learned the whole thing from yoledes. Meaning, v'achi kamar, mitachas rachmana alei de dalas, lemevi chad mitlasin v'shrein bashiruz, since dalas is, again, one, each one bird is 1/32 of the ashiruz, umahi yoledes hachi, chas rachmana alei de dalei dalas, lemevi chad mitlasin v'shrein bedalas. So therefore, maybe you have it again, meaning each bird is a quarter of, each bird is 1/8 of a dinar, which is 1/32 of the behema. So if you do the math then, just from the yoledes, so then it would work out to be a little less than a pruta. So the Gemara says, yachi nachi rivet the pruta have. If you do the math now, it's a little less than a pruta. Not a pruta. Answer, final answer, achanami, you're right. But still, you can't bring anything less than a pruta. So it's you're right. It's 3/4 of a pruta, but you can't bring something less than a pruta for the base of Mikdash, and therefore we put it down to a pruta. Period. That just brought us through the. Again, we went down from, it's all the same ratios. The question is, what are you taking the ratio from? Are you taking it from the original animal? Are you taking it from a pair of birds? Are you taking it from one bird? So that's why we keep going down until we get to less than a pruta, but we bump it up to a pruta because it can't be anything less than that. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the Mishnah about Shivcha Charufa, Beit Hashem, tomorrow.